You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You asked me off air. Yeah. This is what Chelsea just asked me. She said, Foch, have you ever gotten into the wrong car?
Yeah, like accidentally.
Said, no.
Which is it's shocking. Most people have. Accidentally.
Excuse
you haven't?
Me?
You're telling me you've never been in a Kmart parking lot and you accidentally got into someone, the wrong car. You thought it was yours.
Absolutely not. Is this a thing?
It's happened to me multiple times. I would say at least three times. In my whole life, growing up.
So, okay, hang on a second. So you know that you parked it. This isn't somebody else's car where they like give you the keys and you go out there. I mean, I could understand that. You don't know the color of their car or kind of how it looks.
No, you're looking for your car. My car.
So it's your car.
Yeah.
The color, make, model.
Exactly.
And you know what it is.
Yeah.
And you go into the establishment and you come out and you don't go back into your own car. You go into someone else's car.
Well, no, the car looks exactly like yours. Exactly. Or maybe it's very similar and you're not thinking. You just want to get home and you forget where your car's
parked. Obviously, you're not thinking.
Foch, it happens more regularly than you would think. And it's an accident.
I have never heard this happen.
Are you serious?
No!
Oh, this has happened to me multiple times in Kansas City growing up. Oh my gosh. Like, I remember one time, Kmart parking lot, I accidentally got into the wrong... I opened the door. It wasn't locked. I sat down, and then they had, like, air fresheners on their car and stuff, and I was like, that's weird. I didn't think my car had that. And I looked around, and I was like, oh my god, I'm in the wrong car. So I, like... slowly get out and shut it and just like run away. Cause it's not my fault. It was a mistake.
Hang on a second.
I cannot believe this has not happened to you.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm like blown away. That's how crazy this is to
really?
Me. Like, I mean, I could see that maybe perhaps like a couple of people, maybe if they're really having a long day or maybe they have a lot on their mind or they're super exhausted, but I've never heard of anybody doing this multiple times where they get in the wrong car.
Well, throughout my life, I've had a lot, you know, I'm 32. Throughout my 32 years, this has happened probably two or three times. I think one time I accidentally got into a passenger seat that was not my car.
Why were you going into a passenger seat?
Because my mom was driving and I thought it was our car and it was not our car.
Okay, so it's her car.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, that kind of makes sense where you think it's your mom's car and you go into the passenger seat. I can relate to you on that one.
Okay.
Like, I give you the best. I don't know how you don't know your own car.
Because
and if it's unlocked, did you lock your car? Do you remember lock? Like, I constantly like double and triple check. I know my car is locked. So if I go up to a car and it's unlocked, I would know that that's not like right away.
My mind is elsewhere sometimes, okay? I'm not thinking I locked my car.
Where is it at?
So you're telling me you've never accidentally even like had like got the handle of the car?
110%. No.
You guys, I can't be the only one. I can't be the only one.
I don't necessarily think that you're the only one. It blows my mind where you think that this is just normal and that you've done it more than once.
Maybe it's a Kansas City thing. I don't know, because they all happen in Kansas City.
I'm so glad I'm not from there then.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.